Masechtas Kelaim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Eilu Eisrin V'lei Mekachin. These are a list of things that there's an Isser, it's forbidden to plant other species next to the grapevines. V'lei Mekachin, but it's not going to become a Kaddish, it's not going to become Aser V'ana, forbidden to benefit from it. So we mentioned several cases at the end of the previous Mishnah, and the Mishnah here lists other cases, and it's a bit of a review from several different cases in the previous Parakim. So, case number one is Meiser Charban HaKerem, the additional area in a destroyed part of a vineyard. We saw in the beginning of Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, that if a part of the vineyard got destroyed, so it needs 16 amma space of a gap in the middle of a vineyard to be able to plant other things. So if you have less than 16, you're not allowed to plant in between. However, 4 ammas around the grapevines is the work area of a vineyard. That, if you plant in that area, whatever you plant becomes forbidden to use. But the additional space besides for the 4 ammas, so let's say it wasn't 16 ammas, there were only 15 ammas in this gap. So 4 ammas on each side will leave you with 7 ammas remaining in the middle. If that was planted, it's forbidden to do so, but it won't become aser ba'ana, whatever grows. Another case is Meiser Mechal HaKerem, the additional area in the perimeter of the vineyard. This was in the same Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Dalet, that it, the border of the vineyard, between the vineyard and the grapevines and the wall, if there's a gap area, so 12 amas is necessary to be permitted to plant other species. If it was less than that, so the 4 amas work area around the grapevine, again, is also midiraisa to plant there, and if he plants there, it will become Mekudish, it will become Aser. But the remaining area, so besides for that 4, if there's 7 other amas with a total of 11, so it's forbidden to plant in that 7 other amas next to the wall, but if he does so, it won't become Aser Ba'ana. Third case is Meiser Piskei Aris, the additional area in Piskei Aris, in the gaps of Aris vineyard, which we discussed not so long ago in Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, that there needs to be a gap. Of 8 amas plus 1 tefach in order to be allowed to plant in 1 tefach in the middle. If it's less than that, and he plants in the middle, as long as he leaves 6 tefachim on either side, and he plants in the middle, it's usher to do so, but it won't become forbidden to benefit from it. And the next case is Meiser Apifyareis, an additional area underneath the lattice work that the grapevines are growing on. So we mentioned that it's usher to plant other species even underneath the part of the latticework that doesn't yet have grapevine on it. So that's usher, but what you plant there won't become forbidden to benefit from. Aval tachas agafen. However, if you plant beneath the actual grapevine itself, or avaydis agafen in the 6 tefachim work area of a single grapevine, or arba amas shebekerem, or in the 4 amas work area of a vineyard, in these cases, harei ilu, then the produce will become aser, prohibited to benefit from. Mishnah Dalet. Hamasachach eskefane agabi tvasi shal chaveri. If someone spreads out his grapevines on his friend, his neighbor's grain, hareza kiddish, the Tanakama, the Rabbanan, they hold that it will become aser bana. He will create a kalayim mixture between his grapevine and the produce, the grain of his friend. And it will become forbidden to benefit from, so he damaged his friend's property. V'chai b'chirusei, and he's responsible to pay for the responsibility of the damage for the grain that he caused to be forbidden to benefit from. That's the Tana Kama, the Rabbanan's opinion. Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, Imrim, Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon, they argue and they say, Ein adam mekadesh davar sheinu shelo, a person cannot make something that's not his become prohibited. He does not have the control to do that. The Rav says that this is a local machlekes by Kilayim, not referring to other types of, making other types of forbidden reasons why it would be forbidden, like basar b'chalav, of putting meat into milk or something like that. That would not be pertain to this machlekes. Over here, it's a local machlekes by Kilayim, and it's based off of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lo sizra karmcha kilayim Don't plant your vineyard with kelaim. Karmcha, your vineyard, is the source for Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon, that it's only if it's your vineyard you have the ability to make it aser. However, the Rabbanim, they learn that the word kelaim, which is more vague and it's coming to include more things, so that's telling you kelaim ekal makam, any which way it becomes kelaim, even if it's your vineyard and someone else's produce, that will still make kelaim. And that's the machlekes. The Rav says, we don't paskan like Rav Yosi. However, Rav Yosi's opinion is discussed in the next Mishnah and possibly also in the following Mishnah after that, but we paskin like the Rabbanim.